together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
So what kind of people are you? Are you crypto people? Yeah, I'm sitting crypto out. And maybe I'm blowing it. People go, well, where are you putting your money? The bank. Shut up. My issue with crypto is everyone who told me about crypto had never spoken about finances before, ever. It's like, weren't you a DJ 3 weeks ago? Why are you telling me? I was talking to my buddy. He's like, bro, you'll make sick returns. I was like, never speak to me this way about money. Social media makes everybody think they have to be cool. Certain people, I don't want cool, right? I don't want a cool finance guy. I don't want a cool lawyer. I don't want a cool doctor. I want my doctor to be like, bro, I saw your x-rays. They were so sketch. Like, I don't want it. I have important things in my life. You know who I want in charge of them? Dorks. Here's what I want in charge of my important things. Oily skin, bad clothing, no eye contact, just a touch.
It's going to be a long day.
I know it's going to be a long day.
A long day.
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Today is Wednesday.
Wait, is today Wednesday?
I'm going to need some help.
Looks like I'm going to need some help.
Well, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Drink your coffee.
Go splash some cold water on your face.
Turn your radio all the way up.
Are you ready to be entertained?
Showtime.
Running smoothly. Yo, what is that good word, Kansas City? My name's Hartzell. This right here, it's your KC Morning Show. Happy hump day, baby. So, on the show today, back in February, our friends from Missourians for Constitutional Freedom, they had their kickoff rally as we in Missouri are trying to put abortion back into law. In fact, putting abortion in the Constitution. Reproductive rights, reproductive freedom, working to get that on the ballot this November. And I had the honor to MC the kickoff of event here in Kansas City. They had launch parties all throughout the state. So I'm talking St. Louis, Springfield. So we're gonna play some of my remarks. Pretty short, pretty sweet. Some of the lines you've probably heard before. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's pretty good. If you get a chance, sign that petition. Find out where all the homies are from Missourians for Constitutional Freedom. Kansas, you did the damn thing a couple years ago. Missouri, we up. We not on deck. We in the batter's box, y'all. Time to hit this one out of the park. Did y'all like that? Baseball. After that, our conversation with Democratic nominee for governor for the state of Missouri, Crystal Quaid. Representative Crystal Quaid represents the Springfield side of things. A huge opportunity with abortion on the ballot. I think we got a real shot of getting our first ever woman in the governor's mansion in Jeff City. We could do that. Rate, review, subscribe. Do that thing you do, Kansas City. Back in your feeds tomorrow. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Absolutely. It's what you do. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Is it a good day to be a Kansas City?
Yes!
Now, so I think y'all believe that, but I'm not sure. Is it a good day to be a Kansas City?
Yes!
Is it a good day to be a Missourian? Missourians for Constitutional Freedom, their brazen boldness in abolishing abortion bans. Make some noise for this initiative, everybody. States stand together in solidarity and in love. That part. See, we don't dissent on the defensive. No, we stand in power in the name of solidarity and love. And we're going to win. Y'all might be familiar with Abortion Action Missouri. This incredible staff, it's a militia of amazing volunteers, and each and every one of our donors, our sponsors, and our supporters, we thank you. Make some noise for yourselves. Major thanks to all of the organizations leading this campaign effort. It is, again, an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to stand with you in solidarity as an ally, to be led by you. It is powerful, it's impactful, and it's a winning strategy, in my opinion. Major thanks to all those campaigns. Many more groups coming together across the states. Together, we celebrate 2024 as the year that we will put abortion rights on the ballot and end Missouri's cruel abortion. So just 2 years after Missouri made abortion illegal in virtually all circumstances, the people, the power of the people of this state, our state, going to forever protect abortion access in the Missouri Constitution. Yeah. After decades of losing access, we are going to show the world that Missouri is a place where we truly value the agency of parents, of families, and of pregnant people. This year, you are going to make history. Make some more noise, everybody. Now, as many of you know, it took a lot of work for us to get to this moment. From the beginning of this effort, anti-abortion politicians did everything in their power to try and keep Missourians from putting this issue on our ballot. Ultimately, it's the people who want a fair and accurate language on the ballot, and guess what? The people were victorious! And since then, Missouri advocates from all across the state have worked furiously to make this campaign happen. Passing this amendment will end our state's abortion ban and make sure Missourians and their families can once again make the decisions that are best for them. What a concept! Decisions around pregnancy, including abortion, birth control, miscarriage care, they are personal and they are private. And they should be left up to parents and their families.
Yeah.
They are personal, they are private, and they should be left to you. But here in Missouri, politicians are making those decisions for us. Supposed to represent us, our government, the people's government, has enacted a total ban on abortion here in Missouri. And if we do not succeed, anti-abortion politicians will be able to control the future of our families, put our doctors in jail for providing the health care that they know their patients need. Health care, like abortion care, which is a human right. This amendment is our chance to end this cruel ban and its devastating effects. This policy will transform our state and restore abortion access for millions of Missourians. Millions of Missourians. That's transformational. It's what you're going to do. It's what we're going to do. Because we're going to win. We're going to win. The future of our state starts here.
That's right.
I am a, this is not part of the Google Drive. I am a, bit of a student of history. I'm a sucker for FDR. I'm a big FDR guy. Okay. For that matter, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. And FDR, I believe, was his seventh Librarian of Congress, 1936. His name was Robert H. Jackson. And this is an address to the National Lawyers Guild. And he said, "We too are founders. We too are makers of a nation. Called upon to defend, protect, and make live new bills of rights. And I cannot think of a better right, a righteous cause, an inalienable right, not something we suggest, it's what's endowed unto us. We demand it. And we demand reproductive rights in this state. And I believe that we will win." One more quote. Y'all like this one. There's a certain princess who grew up to become general of the resistance. Her name's Princess Leia Organa hyphen Skywalker. And she has this thing that she says on Hope. It's one of my favorite quotes. Hope. She says that hope is like the sun. If you only believe in it, when you see it, you'll never make it through the night. My friends, is there hope in the house tonight?
Yeah!
We got to hear you. We got folks today to talk to you. Is there hope in the house tonight? That the task ahead may appear a bit daunting, right? However, this room has the most important role in this campaign. You are the heart and the soul of this campaign. You represent the majority of us. Don't get that twisted. When I say a bunch of nonsense, no, this is the majority of us. A supermajority of the state population that knows that abortion care is health care and health care is a human right. We know that we are stronger together. We are stronger than the anti-abortion politicians, the ghouls in Jeff City. They fought us at every step because they're scared. They don't want this smoke. They are scared of what the people in this room and what the people at the ballot box are going to do. Not what we can do, what we are going to do. They are scared of our power. That's why we can continue to expect the opposition to be coordinating against us today, tomorrow, the next day. During this entire campaign. They're not gonna stop. They will try to thwart our efforts in the field. They're gonna spread lies. They've already started misinformation about what this amendment will actually do. And they're gonna attack the entire initiative petition process at large. Yeah, big boo. Big boo. You're scared of us. When I ask you if it's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, it's not because of the slogan. It's not because of the logo. I love a good fountain. But it's the people. The people of Kansas. The people of Missouri. Put us in there. It's our turn. I have a question for you. No matter how hard it is, no matter how long this will take, no matter what our opponents will do, can we count on you?
Yeah!
Can I ask you again? Can we count on you?
Yeah!
Can we count on you to bring folks with you?
I believe that we will win!
core of every American whose story is not yet written. Yes, we can.
The KC Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Quaid. People say politics can be tough. I tell them, I can handle it. When you come from nothing, you fight the odds your whole life. Growing up here in Missouri, we lived on food stamps and leftovers that my single mom brought home from waitressing. Before school, I'd go to work with her. And after school, I'd go back and do my homework to wait while she finished her double or triple shift. When the dust settled, we found hope on a gravel road.
A good factory job for my stepfather and a house we could afford.
I became the first in my family to graduate from high school. Paid my way through Missouri State and then started my own family.
I committed myself to helping families like the one I grew up in.
Now, I'm a leader in the State House, where I've stood up for workers against big corporate special interests, sponsored a law to stop China and Russia from buying our farmland to squeeze out Missouri farmers. And I'm leading the fight to restore our abortion rights. I'm not worried about bullies like Jay Ashcroft, because Missouri has never seen a governor like me before. Ashcroft uses fear to score cheap political points and divide us.
I'm running for governor for one simple reason. Because parents who are working extra shifts today have children who need to beat the odds tomorrow.
For the first time on your KC Morning Show, hopefully the first of many, many times, she is the state rep for the 132nd District, been there since 2017, has been the state House leader for the Democratic Party, serving as the House Minority Leader. That was 2019. And now, as you have seen and heard in our intro, Crystal Quaid is running for governor of Missouri. My friend, welcome to the show. Why the hell are you doing this?
Thank you so much for having me. And I love that question so much. I'm doing it because I'm tired of the way Missouri government has been going, or not going is a better way to say that. You know, I've been in the legislature for 7 years now, and each year it becomes more divisive and less work is getting done for Missourians. And I'm just tired of it.
Tell these folks a little bit about you, Crystal. Again, we're on the Kansas City side. You've been kicking butt in Springfield, but also in Jeff City. So for some of us who are getting a chance to know you for the first time, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that question. So I grew up in Southwest Missouri in kind of a more rural part of our state. Most of my early years, my mom was a single mom. I highlight it in the video, and I think it's really important to kind of highlight where I come from. My mom waited tables for my entire life. You know, I come from a background that most Missourians can identify with, where families struggled to make ends meet. My mom had to utilize government resources when necessary. And when my mom got remarried to my stepfather, he moved us to Webster County, Missouri, and worked in a factory, actually. And so because of the great job that he had, I was able to be the first in my family to graduate from high school, which is something I'm very proud of, and went on to Missouri State, got a degree in social work. And, you know, bottom line is I'm a mom, I'm a social worker. And I first ran to be a state representative when I realized everything I wanted to do as a social worker was dictated by public policy. And that public policy was often written by folks who had no idea what regular people were dealing with. That's why I jumped into government to begin with, and what brought me to where I am now.
And that's one of the things I noted in your announcement video. You know, your backstory for folks who are experiencing some of those same situations. You know, in your situation, you stayed here and now you're doing great things here. But how much are you worried that we're going to lose folks because of the economic realities or just the realities of day-to-day life in Missouri?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. And I think it's a concern both in our urban and rural places. You know, you go to these small communities, and getting young folks to stay in a state like Missouri is really, really tough. We have teachers who are leaving every day, doctors who are leaving every day because of our social policies. And it is a real problem. And that's honestly one of the reasons that I stay and fight, is because I come from a place of privilege now where I have the capacity to try to make change and make life a little bit easier for folks in Missouri. So I'm going to stay and do my best.
So before we break down some of the policy issues you want to get to as governor of Missouri, can you just kind of lay out how does everything operate in Jeff City currently? I would imagine you're running because you want to shake things up. But before we shake it up, what's it looking like now?
Well, I would use the word not operating instead of operating. I've mentioned this a couple times, you know, throughout today, and I've been in Jeff City for 7 years, and each year that I've gotten there has been more divisive and less has gotten done for Missourians. This past legislative year, there were the least amount of bills passed into law outside of the year of COVID than we have seen in Missouri's recent history, like in our lifetime. And that is a representation of the current state of affairs in Missouri government. You have these Republican supermajorities where they're just fighting with each other all the time to get the biggest soundbite, to be the most extreme. And so we're getting national attention for ridiculous reasons, and they're not actually governing, and we're not doing anything to help Missourians themselves. And so, yeah, Jefferson City right now, you know, folks hear the headlines about defunding public libraries, ludicrous fights over diversity, equity, and inclusion, or whether or not I can show my bare arms on the House floor. It's wild. And it's frustrating because, you know, folks send us there to make their lives better, to invest in Missouri. And that's just simply not happening.
So, Rep. Quaid, how can you make our lives better? How are you going to walk with us as you do this?
I appreciate that question. You know, the role of the governor is one that is just fascinating for a multitude of reasons. But first and foremost, the governor's office handles all of our state departments. They are in charge of the folks that work at Children's Division who are responsible for protecting our kiddos. They are in charge of the folks who are running our revenue offices, deciding whether or not Missourians are waiting for 3 hours to get a new driver's license, right? There's so much that the governor's office is doing in terms of the administrative level. But then also, they set the tone for the budget and for what the priorities are for our state. When you look at where Missouri is investing, we have a lot of room for improvement in investing in our infrastructure, in our people, in our state agencies. Everyone knows the statistics, but we are the lowest teacher pay in the country. We are the lowest state workers in the country. We have the highest crime rates in the country, one of the highest numbers of maternal mortality rates in the country. These are things that the governor's office can set a tone and prioritize to make it different.
So how can you bridge this, I don't know if it's real or not, but this narrative that says the urban versus rural divide? Number one, is that real and how can you fix it? And I guess number two, if it isn't real, how can we change that narrative?
My honest answer to you is it's real and it's not real, right? There are stark differences between lives of people who live in rural Missouri and people who don't. Like, I currently live in the third largest city in the state, but I grew up on a gravel road. There are stark differences, but there are also so many things that are the same. Folks, regardless of where they're living in our state, are still struggling to make ends meet, still trying to find jobs and housing that is affordable. My goodness. You know, so there are still challenges that cross over that divide, so to speak. I think as a candidate trying to represent the entire state, it has to be done in a both and. We have to be spending time in our cities, and especially, you know, not even talking about the campaign side of that and how we find a pathway to victory, but we've got to be talking to our city folks to find out what they need to make their lives safer, to make their cities, you know, thrive, because they are economic engines of our state. But then we also need to be paying attention to our rural communities that are getting smaller and smaller, and folks are struggling, and poverty rates are also out of control, right? And so it has to be a both and. And I think for too long, especially Democrats in our state, we feel like we've got to pick one or the other. Do we spend all of our energy in rural Missouri? Do we spend all of our energy in the cities trying to increase turnout? The answer is we've got to do it all, and we've got to show up everywhere for everyone.
So let's break down, if we can quickly, some of the policies. I'm on the website now. We've got to get abortion rights back in this state, protecting farmland. And, you know, I juxtapose that with some of the folks that you're running against, which, you know, I'll say it so you don't have to. It seems to be a bit of a nepotism squad over there, an anointed race, not just for the primary, but they think it's anointed for the governor's mansion. Let's get all the extremism out of the way. Let's talk about policy, Rep. Quaid. What is it that you want to bring in a different capacity to Jeff City?
Well, the first thing I'll say is I hope that we actually get to talk about policy in this race, because you're spot on that the extremists in the Republican Party right now, because they're just trying to outdo each other for the primary, you don't even get a chance to talk about public policy anymore. And it's so frustrating. And I know that Missourians are frustrated by the nonsense. But yeah, when we get down to the brass tacks of the policies that you've seen in my video that you'll continue to hear about, We highlight abortion access in our video to kick things off because absolutely we know that's going to be a priority issue. It has been a priority issue, not only for me, but for voters. And I can say that as somebody who represents folks in Springfield, Missouri, right? Like I knock doors of Democrats and Republicans every single day. And when I talk to folks, regardless of where they are on the political spectrum, they are frustrated with this government overreach. They are frustrated by government continuously attacking freedoms, whether they're freedoms within our doctor's office or freedoms as a parent to decide what's best for your kiddo or freedoms for a small business owner to be able to dictate what happens in their business, right? It is this constant thing. So reproductive rights is definitely a part of the conversation. You'll continue to see more beyond that as we highlight those freedoms that are under attack. We do highlight the foreign ownership of farmland in our state. And that's something that the last couple of years post-COVID has really becoming more of a top priority for folks that I talk to. But several years ago, before I was a legislator, the Republicans changed the laws in our state and made it so that foreign entities could purchase up our farmland. Now, it's really hard to find an accurate percentage of how much land is actually owned by Missourians. And as I mentioned, post-COVID, what I'm hearing now from constituents is that they're really worried that another thing like COVID happens and the very food that we are growing and producing in our state, we don't have access to. It's amazing that, you know, during COVID, we had bare, empty grocery aisles when we are literally have so much cattle and we have so much soy and we're producing so much in our state that folks didn't have access to. And people are worried about that. And we've seen an increase in that conversation. And so we'll continue to talk about that. Public education is going to be a huge one for us, as well as workers' rights and making sure that folks earn living wages and are able to provide for their families. The list goes on and on, but those are kind of some of the highlights.
And can I just say thank you, explaining the situation when it comes to farmland in Missouri. Thank you for explaining it in a way that is not just overtly xenophobic or dog whistly, because it seems, again, that's just the narrative of the extremism, and we can be bigger and better than that in the Show Me State. Rep. Quaid, before I let you go, what's your pitch for Missouri? I know we heard some amazing things about the policy. We know about your upbringing a little bit. Can't wait to hear more. What do you say? How do you pitch your state?
I want Missouri to be a state that folks are not only proud to live in, but feel safe to live in, that folks feel like they will be able to raise their family here and be able to not only just survive, but actually thrive. And that's the kind of state that I want my kids to grow up in. I want my kids to want to stay here and not leave. And I think that is something that we can do. And that is something that is attainable for all of Missouri's citizens. And I want to make that happen.
Rep. Quaid, it's that time. Where can folks go to find you? Plug the websites, my friend.
Thank you. The website is just crystalquaid.com. It's Quade. And then I am on, I think, every social media platform, including the new Threads.
So
I'm also all over the place.
Representative Crystal Quaid, she is the House Minority Leader for the Democratic Party in the State House and is now running for governor of Missouri. My friend, will you please come back on the show and give us some updates?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, thank you. It's go time. We appreciate you.
I know how it feels, and you ain't got a friend. You're a long, lonesome way from your home. When you slave like a dog, and you ain't got a thing that you owe. I know how it feels when you walk on the street and you don't see a face that you know. And I know how it feels to work till you drop, and it's 10,000 bills that you owe. I know how it feels. I know how it feels. I know how it feels. I know just how it feels.
take your things and they throw you right out on the street.